Scientists generally expect climate change to continue in Wisconsin, leading to things like more early departures of lake ice, precipitation extremes, and warming of surface waters. UW-Madison professor John Magnuson says since the effects of climate change are already here, mitigating or trying to make the effects milder won't be enough. Magnuson says adaptation must also be in the cards, noting that a northern Wisconsin ski race has already made adjustments on when it's held.
And that's already what the Birkebeiner has to do. They behave differently in different years, depending on whether it's a warm or a wet winter. We need to have triage. If we're not careful, we're going to spend all our resources on the first trout stream that's going to be loss of its trout. You want to spend that money on the last one, not wasted on the first one, the same kind of a principle that you have at an accident in a highway.
Others see threats to water in the current trend towards concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, at dairy farms. Kimberly Wright of Midwest Environmental Advocates says in northeastern Wisconsin there are dozens of the large farms, potentially damaging ground and surface waters. Wright says local citizens want more protection from the state.
All they're fighting for is for the technical standards in our existing law to be applied to these permits.
Wright and Professor Magnuson spoke at a forum held by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. That independent nonprofit is reviving its interest in water, given the apparent challenges ahead. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.